Basically, what this is going to end up being is very much me being James Lipton inside the actor's studio style. This is going to be the first of many, you know what I mean? So I think it's going to turn into, I guess, you know, what like the first Heisman Trophy winner was like. So you'd be basically the first Heisman Trophy winner. Tell me your name, age, and I'm going to do weight because I'm going to convert everyone's weight to stone.
Ooh,
I think we need to start measuring weight by stone more often. So let's do those three first.
Well, first I want to say that I hope you model the statue after me.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Absolutely.
My name's Jake Hobbs. I'm 27 years old from Phoenix, Arizona, living in Salt Lake. And I believe I'm at about 157 pounds right now.
Perfect, perfect. Let me ask you, this will be the first time we ever ask anyone this question because obviously there's only going to be one. What's it feel like to be the very first Moto Masher of the month?
I mean, it feels amazing. I love pioneering things. I was the first kid in school to get my ass kicked, so I know what it's like to be the first of many things. So hopefully everyone will take a cue from myself and, you know, try to get down to fight weight and see where they can be.
I don't know if I could have expected a better answer, to be honest. From then, let's go into motorcycles. How did you get into motorcycles?
You know, as a kid, I was always the broke dick kid, I guess is the best way to put it. I always wanted a bike and tried everything in my power to get one, but my parents could never afford it. So my first real motorcycle was when I was probably 13 years old. It was a 1977 Kawasaki 90 dual sport, but I ran it like it was a full-blown race dirt bike. I blew the fenders, everything off the damn thing. I ran it till the wheels fell off, and my grandma actually sold it to me on loan, so I was making payments, and my dad was actually making payments for me based on my report card grades, and somehow my dad didn't make a payment and she repoed it from me. So that was basically my first motorcycle experience, and ever since then I've just been hooked.
So grandma's pretty ruthless, it sounds like.
She really doesn't care. And then I believe she probably sold it for pennies on the dollar just out of principle.
This is a wonderful lady, it sounds like. Hey, I guess for me and for people, I guess, in this area, you're known for the Bolts Action crew. Give me an idea of what is Bolts Action, how did it come about, and its basic origins.
Well, basically, you know, we've got a pretty solid crew of snowboarders up here in Salt Lake, and that's the industry that that my background's in. So when I moved up here, I kind of hooked up with some random friends, and three of them really stuck out. One of them was Steven Stone, who's a professional photographer, and he's got a lot of background just in motorcycles in general and shares a lot of the same interests. Jeremy Jones and Seth Hewitt, who are both professional snowboarders that ride motorcycles more than anybody else that I had known. So our whole deal was, you know, we're always scouring the internet like any other motorcycle enthusiast for random ideas or pictures or what's going on, you know, that type of deal. And we found that everybody basically just poaches everyone else's shit and there's no real original content. So we decided to more or less, you know, form our crew, I guess you would call it. And it started out as just a blog so that we could kind of document our trips and share them with everyone else. And it's kind of spiraled into this monster that we never thought it would turn into. So now we've got a really solid crew of people that check it on the daily, and we're just stoked because our whole mantra is just having original content up on the site that's ours and innovative, I guess, you know?
Where did the name come from?
The name, randomly, we fished around forever to find a name because we knew that it was going to be, even if this thing turned out to be something super small, we didn't want it, you know, to be a name that we regretted, you know, a couple years down the road or whatever.
Right.
And Bolts was always a term that we used for just shit that was solid, like that thing is Bolts, you know. And we didn't want it to have anything that related to like garage or crew or
right.
fucking,
squad,
you know, whatever.
Right,
and
yeah.
So we came up with Bolt, and our deal was, you know, we were always in the mix of the action, so Bolt's Action was born, basically.
What, I was going to ask you about current or future projects, but I think one of the things that people kind of know you for also is your bike, too. I think it's a pretty iconic bike, I guess, in Salt Lake. I think people have kind of seen it and kind of taken to it. Tell me first about your bike now, and then after that, any future projects you might have.
You know, when I started my bike, I've had a Ducati for a while, which is known as the naked bike, because it's one of the only street bikes that's got an exposed frame. And I love just the stripped down look of it, but yet still having all the function of everything. So when I bought my Sporty, you know, it was just before when everybody was picking up Sporties for pennies on the dollar and just, you know, putting a bunch of bolt-on shit on them, basically. And I've always been, like I said, super into dirt bikes, and I couldn't find anything out there for anyone out there that had really done a dirt bike style sporty, with the exception of Rouser, who's based out of Texas, and he's done a few like flat track dirt bike, just full moto sporties, and he really gave me the inspiration behind my bike and kind of where I went with it. So my whole deal was just like, I want something that's super simple but still reliable, and something that I could literally just jump the fuck out of. And you know, it kind of just all came together as a yard sale look, and it works for it. As far as future projects are concerned, you know, I think for us, our main thing is just keeping the momentum going of putting up fresh content and riding, you know, year round. Like most people, I think, that live in colder climates stop riding when the winter comes around. But, you know, as long as there's not snow on the road, we try and get out and ride as much as possible, and that's just our deal. We've got some big stuff coming up for spring and summer. We're trying to get a really rad road trip together, to invite everyone on, basically, and just shoot and document as much footage as possible to get more people motivated to go out and ride.
Yeah, I have to admit, I mean, for me, I think that you guys' willingness to want to get out and ride during the winter has kind of motivated me, which then motivates other people too, I think. So that's kind of been like a really cool aspect to the scene, I guess, is getting people out and kind of just actually like shredding year-round no matter what, kind of a thing. So beyond motorcycles and grandmas that are repoing bikes and how many stones your weight actually equals, which I'll look up later, what pays the bills for you?
I work in the action sports industry, so I basically hawk stuff. I'm like the slimy guy on the street corner. I work for Nixon Watches and Electric Sunglasses and Loser Machine Company. So I've, you know, I grew up in the action sports industry, and I'm so thankful that I not only still have a job, but have a job that I love and enables me to have an open enough schedule to still enjoy, you know, riding motorcycles and give me the time to where we can take these random trips and it won't really affect my normal schedule. But that's what pays the bills these days.
Last but not least, do you enjoy, and how often do you enjoy, black candies, your black licorices, your black jelly beans? You'll find that I'm a big fan, and I base I guess my willingness to be open to people based on mostly that question alone.
Well, unfortunately for you, and as ironically as it might sound, for everyone that knows me, they know that I really am only into one color, and that's black. Everything I wear is black. Everything I surround myself is black, and it's not intentionally. It just happens that way. And oddly enough, I hate black candy. I think it's probably the most disgusting candy ever, only because it's always associated with either black licorice or grape, which is both of those I could do without for the rest of my life.
Editor's note, the statue which will be made will actually be Jake holding a black licorice in one hand and consuming, pouring in his other hand into his mouth, black jelly beans. So on that note, we'll ask him for a few shout outs and go from there.
First and foremost, I want to thank all of you readers for checking the site, and for the founders for voting me for the inaugural Moto Masher and designing the black statue around the silhouette of myself doing a pirouette on top of my motorcycle. And not really, you know, too many shout-outs. The only thing I got to say is just thanks to all the homies and for everyone that checks our site, and hopefully that motivates everyone to get out and go ride, because at the end of the day, it's all about going on rad trips and logging some miles and sharing epic memories with all of your tight friends.